in the game 21-31. They said it can't be done. Lou Gehrig's streak is gone, Ripken's number one. In the year 1960, Cal and Vi Ripken had a brand new baby. Yes, it was baseball that he loved to play. They never dreamed he'd be a star someday. In the year 78, the high school coaches said he could be great, the most natural that they'd ever seen, out on the field up in Aberdeen. In the year 1982, went from the minors to the majors, hard to do. He moved from third to short with nothing to fear, just went on to be the rookie of the year. In the year 1983, Cal would be the league's MVP. What a way to live a boyhood dream, to win the series on your hometown team. Oh, O's. In the year 1991, Cal still hasn't missed a game, no, not one. Gets one of two gold gloves, you will see. And once again, he's the MVP. Played in 13 All-Star games. Everybody knows his name. Baseball parks are always packed to come and see this true class act. Orioles. What would you have him do instead? Now it's 1995, and the streak is still alive. Cal approaches things the same. Just go out and play the game. Cal will say it long and loud. Cal, you really make us proud. So now what's Rip gonna do? Go play game 21-32.
They said it can't be done. Lou Gehrig's streak is gone. Ripken's number one. In the year 1960, Cal and Vi Ripken had a brand new baby. Yes, it was baseball that he loved to play.